What's up, guys, and welcome to Game Nights and Hard Talks.
Join us, August and Elena, for a unique blend of casual gaming sessions and heartfelt conversations.
We really love playing games and wanted to document the time we spend playing together, along with capturing the conversations we have.
Our goal is to create a community of people who crave authentic stories and connections with others while also enjoying some good gameplay.
So let's keep the dice rolling and jump into the episode. Trying to do a little intro here. Okay. So,
what's up and welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you tell the viewers at home what game we're playing today?
I don't know. It's sitting right in front of me. I don't know.
You can't see like the box, that really big box that has a name.
Today we're playing Castle Panic. Now, for those of you at home, we will not show you the game box because that's what our filming is sitting on. But this game box is massive.
It's as wide as the table, and it's about that tall.
Yeah, and for those listening at home, think like a big treasure chest, and that's the board. Not the board, but that's the case that it comes in. It's like a treasure chest, and it's just like this huge trunk. It's crazy. And why it came like that? Because there are so many models. Like here in the back, you can see like these are just two. How many?
This is about half.
No, this isn't even half, right? There's like four or five more of these that came with it, right? Just full of all of these models that we have not painted. Not yet.
Oh yeah, not yet. No, like this is actually a little less than that. Probably a third of the models.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. The rest are in the box. Yeah. It has a ton of them. And all of them have these like cool little HP bases that rotate with their number values. So
underneath the model you can turn this little plate that shows you how much health the monster has, which is really nice. Personally, they're not like the best quality of models, but there's a lot of them.
they're a little more fragile, at least some of them,
but a little flimsy looking.
I like them because they're the art design is very cartoony looking, and they definitely look cartoony, even for the model. So I think it's fun how that the developers did that.
Yeah, so today we're going to play that. And what's the topic we're talking about?
We are going to talk about finding a tandem bike for Ragbri.
Literally, I want to cry.
No, Elena mostly found this event known as Ragbri that we will be attempting in July. And what is the goal of Ragbri?
So Ragbri is where you ride across the state of Iowa. You start at one specific town. They change up the towns every year, but you start at the one town on one side of Iowa, and then you ride 7 days across it to another end town. And so for this year, the route is going to be 424 miles total. And they're saying it's the hilliest route of Ragbri so far. So that's gonna be exciting, and we want to do it on a tandem. And you want to know how many times we have ridden a tandem? One time. One time. So yeah, you know,
it didn't go that bad though. Like we got a system down.
Yeah, we obviously would have a lot more miles to put in on a bike, but there's been a lot of struggle before we could even get the bike. We don't have one right now. And so you'll learn more about that today as well.
Let's get started, because this game is a bit longer of a game. Do you remember what the goal is?
Yes. So the goal is there's this big old bag of monster tokens. And our goal is to protect our castles that are in the middle of the board. So if For those who can't see the video version, it is a square board, yet it's on the inside, there's like a little graph of circles. So it starts with the big circle and then it goes in until you have the smallest circle in the middle. And that's where your castles are. And so monsters are going to be spawning all along the outside edges of the circle, and then they'll slowly come into the middle, how the game works. And your goal is to kill them off before they take all of your towers. And so this is a cooperative game. There are some mechanics that can make it competitive within it being cooperative.
But we're just going to keep it.
We're just going to keep it cooperative right now.
Strictly cooperative, yeah. So simply put, is a wave slash horde survival cooperative game.
Oh, I like that. Wave slash horde survival.
Yes,
I feel like that's accurate.
Monsters will be coming in waves. Now, let's spawn some monsters.
And for those of you who are actually interested in the game, August kickstarted this game. So this is a fairly new game, but there's a bunch of different...
Fairly new.
I was going to say, when did you kickstart it?
Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was one of those games that got delayed because of COVID.
Yeah, COVID really, since a lot of board game companies, they actually go through like different companies in China to do all this, which, you know, very impressive. They manage all that and they do a great job. But yeah, COVID was still kind of heavily around. And it hit some of the factories that were producing all the kickstarted games, like Monster Hunter and Castle Panic at the time. Yeah, and so like it pushed back the project like 6 months to a year almost.
Yeah,
not because they had to close the factory down completely, but like they had like one person in there.
That poor
everything.
Person.
Yeah,
it was probably good though that we didn't get it sooner. So then we didn't have to. We only had to drag it across like 5 states instead of 10.
Oh, I wish we left it. Honestly,
like, we should have. Oh, like, we should have.
I like this game. I think it's a ton of fun. But oh my gosh!
Imagine trying to take a trunk with you everywhere you go for just one game. Yeah, it's
And we had already like 20 trunks to take with us anyway.
Yeah, another 32 games. So that was fun. But yeah, so the cool thing is that there's a bunch of different ways that you can play this. There's like the base way that you could play it, and then they have a bunch of different like expansions. They're not really expansions, but they're ways that you could like...
Oh, no, they are expansions.
Oh, they are? We just got the full collection?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got the deluxe collection, as you can see on the bag there.
So we got all the expansions then.
Yeah. So this is actually considered the second edition, I believe.
Oh,
Castle
nice.
Panic. So it was the older version. The old version had these wooden tokens. The new version, they put on Kickstarter or second edition, and they gave you the miniatures.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
With updated artwork and other stuff.
Yeah. So we're playing the Wizard's Tower.
Yes, we are playing the Wizard's Tower of Castle Panic today. So we have this fun little wizard tower, and our friendly wizard Dalgar, I think is how you say his name, has joined us in defense against the horde.
And you just knocked over all of our towers. We just lost. Game over. All right, podcast is over. You'll have to hear about our tandem struggles later. Bye. Keep the dice rolling.
Except for, well, we actually do have a dice.
We do have one, yes.
Yeah, and so this one adds lots of different new monsters. Those of you who've never played this or haven't seen it, it's all going to be new anyway. But we also have fun little special wizard cards, which are basically spells that do crazy cool stuff.
Yep.
And I'm excited to use those.
Okay.
I just saw the bottom card. And it was like, I think the Hammer of Light. It lets you slay one monster in the forest.
Yeah, so we're not getting that one probably.
Maybe, unless we reshuffle the deck, we get lucky. I don't know. Okay,
all right, let's play.
So let's play. To start, we need to draw
how many monster tokens?
6 tokens at random.
Okay.
And then returning any that are effects, so like blue or like monster.
Okay.
And then any boss monsters as well.
Okay, I'm going to pull one.
No, just leave it to the side. That way you don't draw it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One, two, three, four, five. We need one more. Nope.
Yeah, one more. Oh, actually.
Dragon.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
He's a boss.
There we go.
That's a boss.
Ah. There we go.
Two kings. Actually, let's do a different one.
Oh, no. Everything's falling over.
Okay, that's perfect. So we have a climbing troll.
Okay. Gotta put these token back. Sorry if they are loud on the mic. I don't know how they sound, so I guess I'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out in post. The doppelganger doesn't have a mobile.
No, it does. Right here.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Here so, is the wait, why are you it goes in the forest.
No. The first one start on the archer, but
oh.
Yeah.
Phoenix. Did you all get the troll?
We'll put the discard actually over here. So all the tokens you draw, put over here.
Okay. We have an orc on the board.
A normal troll. And then...
And then a gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
There are gargoyles.
Wait, I'm just blind. Once we get these painted, it'll be easier to... Yeah,
that'll be a project.
so many models to paint, and I'm getting more here. Okay, and yeah, so we essentially just go through the game now and try to survive till the very end when we kill the last remaining monster, or we die.
All our towers die.
Oh, and if you're wondering, these are special little effects that happen when a tower is destroyed, except for the Wizard's Tower.
They're little banners that sit on top of the towers. Yeah, this is specific to the Wizard's Tower expansion. What's
a special Kickstarter deluxe addition to the game?
Oh, we didn't play with those on top the first time we played.
Nope, because they're not standard. They're just, but essentially they all do different effects. So when the tower gets
destroyed, you can't play them with the standard game?
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just an optional thing to make it a little easier for you, because we're not using this one, so you come with 12-6. This one says, build one wall when this tower is destroyed.
Nice. That's handy.
Anyway, we'll explain the game as we play. All right, let's start.
Okay, so I get to go first.
You can go first. Go ahead.
All right, so I get to play as many cards as I want, right? No, first I can discard any.
No, the order is to draw up, but since you are first, you don't. Do that? You skip that step?
Because I'm full on my hand.
And you have a hand limit of 6.
Discard and draw one card.
This is step 2 of a player turn?
No, I think I'm good right now.
Well, if you discard one, you can draw a wizard card. This is the only time you can draw a wizard card.
Okay, I'm going to discard my green swordsman.
Okay.
And draw a wizard card.
What do you get?
I got Ezreal's Fist. Damage one monster anywhere on the board for 1 point. That's nice. Now, for those that are listening, the board is broken up with colors. And so 1/3 of the circle is in red, 1/3 of the circle is in green, and 1/3 of the circle is in blue. And so we have different cards that allow us to hit monsters depending on what row they are in and then in what color they are. So there's 4 different rows. There's the forest, which is where they spawn, the archer, the knight, and the swordsman. And the swordsman is the closest
to the castle ring.
Okay, so I have...
Hey guys, real quick, are you worried about missing an episode? We just barely started our new Game Nights and Heart Talks newsletter, where you'll be the first to know when a new episode drops, along with getting access to exclusive stories about each episode. So if you want to join us and stay in the loop, we would love to have you, and go ahead and subscribe by clicking the link in the description. Let's jump back in.
2 red archers. Now you're going to have to remind me what the doppelganger does, because it doesn't say what his health is.
You can't actually kill him right now. So what he does is he's unique in the sense of he can't be moved, so he won't move forward.
Okay.
You can't move him back or do anything to affect him. It's when the next monster spawns, whatever we draw first, he morphs into and then acts as the normal monster.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. So then we will say this archer.
Now, I have to tell you something. Flying creatures, which is the gargoyle and
the phoenix.
Phoenix and the dragon, which we'll be playing against later. They're flying. They cannot be hit by knights, swords, tar, or anything that affects
ground. So even if they're in the night ring, you'd have to hit them with a red archer?
Yeah. Cool. That's the unique rule, too, is like even if this guy was here, you can still shoot him with an archer.
Got it. Okay.
Even though technically not. But yeah, it's because otherwise they would be very, very difficult to deal with.
Okay. Well, I think really the only thing I can do right now is hit that phoenix and kill the phoenix. So okay. I'm going to play that card.
Boom! Explodes.
Phoenix is dead.
And normally when a phoenix dies, if there were other monsters in that space, they would all catch on fire.
Oh, well, too bad. Okay, so then that would be my turn. And then,
you have no other cards you can play?
Not that I want to play right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to save my Azirael's Fist. So you can play as many cards as you want on your turn, as long as you can do them and use them. But I have five in my hand. I played one. And now we're going to move on to the monster phase.
Yes. Move monsters. So all monsters will move forward one space.
Except the doppelganger. And now we draw two new monster tokens.
Yes. I'll get ready to roll. All monsters move. Well, he doesn't.
So. And then the
trebuchet.
The trebuchet. He doesn't morph into that, does he?
So the trebuchet acts like a giant boulder, which we actually have a giant boulder.
It's a little rock, a little boulder.
You can roll it for fun. I find it most of the time.
Wait, the trebuchet does act like that?
It throws essentially throws a giant boulder into one of our castle walls and destroys it.
Oh, so it functions like a giant boulder, but destroys only flying monsters and castle structures.
Yep.
Okay, so when we spawn new monsters, we have a dice that will roll and that will determine which row it goes down.
Well, arc.
Arc it goes down, I guess. Yeah, not row.
Total of six. Number one through six.
Yeah.
Goes down three, so it doesn't take him out, but it takes out this wall.
Okay, so it's like...
Well, it goes... Is it trebuchet? Is it a siege weapon?
Yeah. Okay, and then it goes to August. So that's how gameplay works for this. It's quite simple. This is actually could be a really fun game to play with some kids because it has so many different models and it's very texture based, very kinesthetic game. Right, lots of colors and cartoons.
Like Elena, I'm just gonna actually leave in front of me. I do not do the first step, which is draw up. Which you just draw two cards on your turn. And then discard one card to draw one card. I will do that. I will actually do... I'll discard the brick.
Okay, the brick. You can get resources to build up your walls again, so you'd have to combine brick and mortar.
And I will draw an extra. Now, I have chain lightning. Damage all monsters in the same space for 1 point, which none of them are in the same space, unfortunately.
That's unfortunate. Wait, were we supposed to... Oh, no. He doesn't spawn anything yet.
He hasn't turned into anything.
This doppelganger is confusing me.
Okay. Do we want to trade?
I have a blue knight that you could use to attack the climbing troll.
Do you have any?
I have a green knight as well. That you could take.
I wonder, are flying creatures affected by heroes? I'm assuming they are. Because it's a hero. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense because look, they have the bow on their back.
Oh, then yes. Yes, okay.
So do you want to take the green knight and blue knight?
Then I give you.
The draw two?
I was going to use it this turn. I can give you the chain lightning.
Okay. I know, giving me your wizard card.
It's going to be used at some point. All right, and then I play cards. So I will play my draw two, which it can only be from here. Can't be from the wizard deck.
That would be a little bit OP.
Yeah, which we've been kind of cute a little bit later. Okay, so I have a feather, which... isn't work because they have to be tarred. So I'm going to hold on to that. And I got a blue swordsman. Okay, so not ideal. I could kill him outright, but he's more of a threat.
He's more of a threat because the wall is down. I don't know.
Well, hopefully you get
it. But I have Azuriel's Fist where I can damage one monster anywhere on the board for 1 point.
Okay, well, we'll do that. I'm going to spend these two, my green hero and my green knight, to take this guy down to one health remaining.
Nice.
And then I think I just get rid of him because he climbs over walls.
Yes, I would get rid of him. Get rid of the climbing troll.
Yep, I will spend all these to hit and kill him. So he's gone.
Nice. Okay. And so then, you done?
That's my turn. We move monsters.
Move monsters. Now we draw monsters. Monsters in green move one.
All right, so...
No.
We'll start with him.
That's not good.
So when a monster hits a wall or a tower... they destroy it, but they take a damage unless it's on fire.
And so,
when this tower is destroyed, roll a die, damage that number of monsters for 1 point.
And if all of our towers, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we used to have 6 towers. One of them just got destroyed. If all of them get dead
damage one monster for 1 point.
Oh. All of them get broken, then we lose the game.
Okay. Now, he moves in, but he destroys the wall, but doesn't move in further and takes damage, so that stops him for a second. He does the same thing, but dies.
Nice. Okay, well.
The walls explode.
Our castle is very compromised right now.
Extremely compromised on half.
Monsters in blue move one.
Luckily, those are all gone. Well, not all, but removed. Okay. What a great start.
Wow.
This might be a shorter episode than I thought.
Because the game's just going to end. So I'm going to draw a card because that's my first. My first action is draw up.
You draw two, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, you always draw two, I think.
Even if I have 5?
Double check. Oh.
Or no, you don't draw if you have.
Draw two cards. Play this card to add. Oh, that's drawing cards. Draw back up to a full hand of cards.
So if I have a full hand, I can't draw.
Yeah, you can't draw. But if, for instance, since I only have 2, I can draw 4 on the next turn.
Nice. Okay, well, those cards then need to go back in there. Okay, so I can discard 1.
Yeah.
5.
You get 6. So you actually
no, I had my green swordsman that I wanted to use. No.
And we're already losing 2 towers.
No, I'll be able to kill him.
All right, so those of you who are watching and listening, you're probably going to be a little confused by this next little bit. Our microphones died around the 23rd minute mark.
Yeah, we've been going for about 1 hour and 20 minutes, so we missed about 1 hour of content.
Yeah, so that's why it probably sounds differently now, as we had to
switch the mics.
Well, we're not using mics, we're just using the phone's like internal mic to pick this up. So I apologize for that. That was not what I intended to happen. Yes. So you've missed a lot. We're at the near the game or the end of the game, and yeah.
Yep. We talked about Ragwry as well. So I'll kind of do a little bit of a summary while you finish up since it's your turn. Okay. I'm not sure what we captured, so I'll just do a quick summary. We're going to do this this thing called Rag Ride, where we're going to ride across the state of Iowa. We're riding 424 miles on a bike. I wanted to do it on a tandem. We had never ridden tandem before, and so we rented a tandem to test it out. It went terribly. We almost got hit by a car. We did not know any signals. We looked ridiculous, but probably made somebody's day. and then we decided that, yeah, we're gonna try and ride it on a tandem, but it's been really difficult to try and find a tandem bike that is not super expensive, but still is going to get the job done. And so that has been really the thing that's been stressing me out a little bit and kind of giving me a headache, is trying to find a bike that will work and can ride 424 miles plus the training on top of it not being so expensive. So that's the short version. sad that you guys missed the long version, but if you guys have any ideas on where to get tandems, if you have a tandem that you're trying to sell, let us know. And if you are, guys, if you're liking this content of us doing the gameplay and talking and telling stories, let us know as well, because we like playing games and we always take an excuse to play a game and talk while we do it. So yeah, we should be done here soon.
Yeah, I'm struggling with what to do. I'm going to read something in the book.
These needed to move.
Oh, and did they take damage?
They do take damage. So you don't have to worry about the goblin, because he's going to die.
It's a gargoyle.
Gargoyle. But I would do something with the troll. You can leave him to me, because I could kill him.
Deca or Deca?
The ogre, because I have a green swordsman.
Well, so should I just do the Rain of Iron, even though he's going to die?
What's the Rain of Iron?
Damage all monsters in the same arc, not the forge itself, which...
Yeah.
That would include the castle ring, so it could kill him. Bleh.
Yeah, do that, and then...
So I'll do that, and then I have an Any Color Knight, which I could use. Do you want me to leave him?
No, you can kill him. And then on the time that they move, they'll both be dead.
No, well, I'll just play Enchanted to actually just outright kill him.
Nice.
It. And then...
Then he moves one and burns to death.
Burns.
And that's the game!
Second time I've won this game.
Very happy with it. It can be very difficult sometimes. We did not play with all the tokens, but still a fun game. Like I was saying at one point in the episodes, it's really good for families because of all of the tactile models, and it's very kinesthetic. So,
and you're working together too.
Yeah, collaborative as well.
Unless you suck at working with people, then it's not a great game.
Sad you guys missed a lot of the content, but yes, we'll do our best.
Sorry about that again. I didn't realize that was happening. We need to charge our mics for sure.
Yeah, we'll do our best to patch it together to make it make sense. And yeah, until next time.
Keep the dice rolling. I got one. I don't know.
Oh.
Four. I'm the winner.
Bye, guys.